Well, this was the day we lost Nathan. I mean, he never recovered from his injuries. He was, you know, I mean, he was basically killed right here, even though he actually died in a hospice. But so this is the day that we feel was the end of our relationship with him as a living person. So it's a very, you know, very solemn day for us.
What do you hope comes of this?
Well, we want to continue to, you know, keep his memory alive because, you know, he had a lot of promise as a person. But we also are trying to help Maryland become a safer place so other families don't suffer the same tragedy. So we're trying to increase the assessment of drivers to make sure that they're actually competent to drive, that they don't get your license when you're a teenager and then never tested for competence again. The only testing is vision.
I asked your Nathan's dad this. What does this day mean to you?
Well, it just is the day that we lost Nathan, and it's the day that we're going to remember the life that he was. And it's a sad day because it's such a hole in our lives from his loss. But it's also an opportunity to remember him in a meaningful way. And when we get to the campus ballroom, I'll be speaking about the legislation that we have started to try and make roads safer, such as having older drivers screened for competence and reactions time, field of vision, the kinds of things that might change over time and you don't realize it, making you not as safe to drive as you were.
How does Maryland stack up against the rest of the country, the rest of the states, in terms of this sort of legislation?
Well, actually, no states are really doing the kind of screening that has been studied a lot by the scientists. But Maryland has already indicated a willingness to be a leader in this particular area. And we're working with the MVA, who I believe is going to do a study on this so that we can find an efficient way to screen older drivers. And Maryland may be the very first state to do that. But with the baby boom generation getting older, I think it's time for states to step up to the plate and make sure that everyone who has a license to drive is truly able to drive safely.
The turnout encouraging to you tonight?
Yes, it certainly is. It certainly is.
Have you spoken to the governor about any of this, or how far up the chain have you gone?
Well, actually, I've spoken to the attorney general, and I've spoken to several delegates and senators, and it's really a legislative matter at this point, but I think everyone would agree that safe roads is a good goal, and I think that there are older drivers that lose abilities that they don't even know that they've lost.